Hey, welcome to 7 Second Delay. My name's Ken, and I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
What are the odds of that? Because I'm here with my co-host.
That's me.
Ken, yeah. Hey, my kids are listening. Molly and Evan are listening.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, hey, Molly. Hey, Evan.
If you could do me a favor, Ken, just make me look good.
Okay.
Don't be funnier than me.
And I would imagine that you don't want me to mention the M word.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. Good.
I don't know what that, now I'm very curious. Well, what the hell are you talking about?
I think that our regular listeners know what I'm talking about.
I just don't. I honestly don't. And although it's true, I'm not a regular listener, although I'm here every week, I tune out as much as I can.
I envy you.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to wait for the show to be over before I can forget what happened.
I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. Oh, we did a live show.
Yeah, we did the 7 Second Delay Almost Amateur Hour last week. Went great. People saw it on
now,
video.
Now, what do you mean it went great? Tell me what that means.
I thought it was a really fun show.
There was very, very little negative response.
Right. Yeah. And there was a lot of positive response. And we're doing our next live show from Monty Hall on Friday night, December 5th.
And what do you have planned for that? Don't tell me. Let me just show up. Let me be surprised.
I like that better, to tell you the truth. I would prefer if you left the booking to me and didn't interfere.
Who are we going after?
What do you mean, who are we?
I mean, who do you have your eye on as far as booking?
I have a number of people.
you mentioned someone before the show. You should mention it.
Yeah. Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens is in town, and apparently some other booking he had that week fell through.
That's right, and he said he wanted to perform at WFMU.
He did?
Yeah.
He has in the past?
He's expressed interest.
Can I show him some of your Prophet Muhammad doodles?
Sure.
He'll get such a kick out of them.
He will. He has a good sense of humor about desecrating the Prophet.
He does. I'll wait till he's on stage, though.
And I know you have some great...
I'll wait till he's between songs.
You have some career advice for him.
I do. Yeah, I do have some career advice. Yeah. It's pretty simple. Stick with the name Cat Stevens, the name that's on your hit album covers.
I know.
What's he been calling himself?
Yusuf Islam.
Yeah, Yusuf Islam. Why don't we call that a Plan B?
I don't know. I think the name Yusuf Islam's catching on.
Yeah, it is.
There's a billion people in the world who practice Islam. How many people in the world practice Cat Stevens?
Look, all we need is 60 people to fill that stupid room you built. I think either name will do fine.
And we're also going for...
We could put up a sign that says rescue puppies inside, and we could fill the place.
Funny you should mention that. I'm trying to book the rescue puppies.
No, there's another band that you're trying to book.
The Pizza Underground.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Who's in the Pizza Underground?
Macaulay Culkin.
That would be fantastic.
That would be fantastic. And then I believe we're hiring a comedian to perform your son Evan's material.
Yes, Evan and Molly will write some jokes.
Right.
And we'll get a professional comedian to do their material. Actually, Molly had a great joke last week.
What was that?
She suggested a sign that Stewart's could put up in the window. And the sign would say, "Customers wanted. Inquire within."
That's funny.
It's great.
Yeah.
My kids are funny. All right.
Oh, and also the 7 Second Delay meetup is next Tuesday night.
What does that mean?
As you know, we're inviting our listeners. We're doing a joint meetup with the program.
No,
Shut Up Weirdo.
I never agreed to this. Seriously.
I know you didn't agree to it, but we're doing it.
Wait, I don't have to be there, do I?
Yes, you do have to be there.
You talking about?
It's going to be at, Beauty Bar on East 14th Street in New York City.
Not going to happen.
Next Tuesday night. It is happening.
Do I have to be there?
8 p.m. You got to just make an appearance.
Can't you just bring a picture of me?
I am going to bring the cardboard cutout of you, but it would be nice if you actually made an appearance, too. A lot of 7 Second Delay fans and listeners
that
are coming.
That is just not going to happen. Kenny, I just can't do it. I can send someone in my stead.
Okay.
I can send an assistant.
All right, good. Who will you send?
I'll hire an assistant before then.
Great.
I'm hiring one anyway. Okay.
So yeah, send an assistant with an iPad.
Yeah.
And they'll put you on FaceTime.
Yeah.
And
is there Wi-Fi there?
Yeah, and it'll be like you're there.
I'll do that.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Anything short of actually being there.
This will be just as good.
And are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
What the hell? What is on the agenda? What do people do?
We drink. And we talk. We drink and we talk to each other.
Drink and talk to each other. Two of my least favorite things. If I was making a list of things I want to avoid, it's drinking and talking to other people.
You don't have to drink alcohol. I know you're a teetotaler.
How do I avoid the talking?
This is where the iPad idea comes in. You hire an assistant. You give your assistant an iPad running FaceTime, and then your face is there talking to everybody at Beauty Bar. Next Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. East 14th Street near 2nd Avenue or something.
This is the first I heard of it.
No, I told you about this several times already.
Oh, my God. I sound like my mother now.
Yeah.
I know you never told me you were coming over. Mom, I talked to you this afternoon.
Wow, that is what your mom sounds like, too. It's uncanny.
You know, I visit my mother for 1 hour, and in that 1 hour, I hear the same story now 8 times.
Get out. Not 8 times.
Yes.
How many
times? She will just repeat it over and over.
Oh, that's sad.
Yes, it is sad. Exactly.
You know how to deal with...
And they're not even great stories.
But you know how to deal with people who suffer from dementia, right?
Yes.
How? You don't want to contradict them.
No.
You don't want to correct them.
Well, what good would that do? They're not even there.
Right. You just go along with it.
Right.
Yeah.
You say, really?
So, yeah, the 7th time, really? The 8th time she's telling you the story, you just act like, you just act like you haven't heard it before. You laugh all over again.
Well, you're better at that than me.
Yeah. You play along.
I know. And you seem to be implying that you use that strategy with me.
No, not at all.
Is that where you perfected your dementia strategy?
Not at all.
That seems to be what I'm kind of reading between the lines.
No. You don't have dementia. Do you?
Did you really tell me about this thing on Tuesday?
Yes, I did several times.
It's not in my little book.
Well, you didn't write it down in your little book. But it's happening. Yeah, next Tuesday night, Beauty Bar, East 14th Street, joint 7 second delay, Shut Up Weirdo, listener meetup.
What does that mean? That their fans are coming and then our fans are coming?
Yes.
They're going to rumble in the back?
We're going to have a tug of war.
Somebody's bringing a rope for a tug of war?
Well, not exactly a rope, but yeah, something.
Tuesday the 28th?
Yes, that's it. That's the date.
Wait, see that? I'm missing too many nights at home.
Oh, that's okay.
I got to see my kids grow up.
But your kids call another man daddy, don't they, already?
Beth, take lots of pictures. Take lots of pictures of their childhood.
Hey, speaking of your children.
Yeah. Andy, oh, this can't be good.
Here is a voice.
What good can come of this conversation?
Here is a voice. Let's see if you can recognize who's on the line. Hello, mystery caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Dad.
Hey. Hey, Evan. How are you?
Very good, Andy.
Dad, I got an idea.
Tell me.
I could be your assistant. You could FaceTime on my iPad.
That's right. Evan has an iPad, and he's better at this stuff than me.
Great.
Finding FaceTime, how to use Skype. But Evan, it's in New York City, and it's a nighttime at a school night. Is there any way, and if this is inconvenient, just tell me, Ken, is there any way to relocate this meetup to our living room in Madison?
No. Why don't you just give Evan Friday off from school? Friday.
We're talking about Tuesday.
Friday. You're right. Wednesday off, the 29th. I think it's a school holiday.
You mean
anyway.
So he can recover?
Yeah.
From the tug of war and the drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how many times did you win Parent of the Year? I forget, Ken. Oh, yeah, zero.
No, I won it 5 times in a row, and then they retired the category.
Oh, yeah. And I do remember what that category was. Naked Pop.
Hello?
Hey, Evan. Hey, Evan, guess what we're going to do today on our radio show?
What?
Tell me if you think this is a good idea. We're going to ask people from all around the world and all around the country.
What are you saying next? Oh, you think that's a horrible idea.
No, no, no. Wait. Let me just say. We're going to ask people who speak different languages to call us up and to speak in that other language. And Ken and I will try to guess what language they're speaking.
Wait, I'll start. Hola.
Spanish.
Wait.
That's Spanish, right. I got it.
Wait, have to see. Is Ken right?
It's one to nothing.
Okay. Was Ken right there, Evan? Okay, so it is 1-0.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Hey, Evan, you better start. Evan, start writing your comedy material because at our next live show. He hung up on me.
Yeah.
I was going to tell him that we're hiring a professional comedian to deliver his routine.
My son Evan has written the best joke I ever heard ever in my life.
What is it?
Why did all the musical instruments fly away?
I don't know why.
The answer is, I don't know. It's a perfect joke. It's the perfect riddle. And here's another one. Here's another original Evan Breckman.
Uh-huh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's not there? Duh. These are perfect jokes.
He is an anti-comedy genius.
He truly is. I envy the man who will be on stage delivering his material.
All right. Well, we've killed a quarter of the show.
Yeah.
So why don't we?
And so will. By the way, so will Cat Stevens after Ken shows him his Muhammad doodles.
Which one is your favorite of all my Muhammad doodles?
I guess the one.
Is it the one that you Andy Breckman drew?
I guess the one where he's having sex with the donkey.
Oh, you drew that one.
No, you drew that one.
You, Andy Breckman.
You, Ken Friedman, drew that one.
You, Andy Breckman.
Oh, please, Cat Stevens, come to our show. It'll be music and so much more. Ken and I will be followed by a moon shadow all night.
What's this game called? Is it called Intifada Chicken?
It's called Jihad Chicken.
Jihad Chicken.
But it's only fun if we have Youssef Islam. Because showing these sketches to Macaulay Culkin won't mean quite the same thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Although I do have some interesting questions I've been waiting to ask Macaulay Culkin.
Like what?
Like, okay, before the bandits came back, mm-hmm. How did he know when he was setting the traps exactly where they'd be standing?
Good question.
How did he know the sequence of events? How did he predict all that?
That's a very good question.
Well, that'll be an interesting interview.
Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah. December 5th at Monty Hall, if he says yes, of course.
Okay, the score is now... Ken, 1, Andy, 0. We're at 201-209-9368. If you're bilingual, call us up and just speak another language. Don't greet us in English, right, Ken? You start right in. Hit the ground running. We're looking for anyone that speaks another language. And now, I am tone deaf when it comes to this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm colorblind. It's a blind spot.
Yeah.
You think you're better than me at this, huh?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, almost anyone is.
There's a lot of languages out there. How many do you think we can cover?
I don't know. Just, can you bring up a list of possible languages?
Yes.
So give me a little cheat sheet.
Bringing them up right now.
What's the most popular language in the world?
The most spoken language on planet Earth is Mandarin.
No, I don't know anyone that speaks it. I just don't think that's correct.
That's correct.
I've never met anyone that speaks it.
955 million people, 14.4% of the world population speaks Mandarin.
Got to be a typo. I've never met anyone.
More than twice as many Mandarin speakers as the next most popular language, which is Spanish.
Now, Spanish, I've met people that speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Never met. How do you explain that, Ken? It must be some kind of joke or a typo.
No, I think you just live a fairly insular life.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah.
In Madison, New Jersey.
Yeah, the Mandarin population, very small. Chinese population, very small. Right. Although, you know what? I bet there are actually two or three colleges there. I bet there are Chinese speakers.
I bet you there are.
But they know better than to speak it in my presence.
You know, kids...
They've been warned.
Parents these days who want their kids to get ahead are teaching their children Mandarin. Become a very popular language for young kids to learn.
Yeah. We, Beth and I, are teaching the children, not Mandarin, we're teaching them old Abbott and Costello routines.
They're not going to be able to market that.
I understand that. In hindsight, of course you're right, Ken. It's also easy in hindsight.
If they knew Mandarin, that would open up all sorts of career opportunities to them. Okay, are you ready, Nick?
Yes, we're ready to play. So people are just going to come on the air. They're going to speak another language. I will be baffled and frustrated, and you will score the point.
Right.
I'm ready to go.
Joshua, you're on the radio.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, please, no English here. We just want to hear you speak your other language.
You ready?
Yeah,
well, yeah.
Ready.
Poteach et yadecha.
Hebrew.
That's Hebrew, yes. Well, this I know. From the Ches.
I got it.
From the Ches and the Chaf. That was Hebrew. Is that correct, sir?
Very good.
Is that your native tongue, or did you learn it? Were you a good boy and went to Sunday school and learned it?
No, I go to private school, so that's where I learned it.
Okay. And
I can speak a little Hebrew.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can I hear?
Abba Ba.
Abba Ba?
Yeah, Abba Ba. Father's coming. It means father's coming. Abba Ba. It was what I learned in my very first day of Hebrew school lessons.
Okay.
Yeah,
stuck with me.
So if father's ever coming.
Abba Ba.
Yeah, but your father's dead.
True.
So you won't be using that much.
Nope.
You might as well forget that and use the gray cells for something else. Make room for something else, man. Your father's dead, brother. Stop wasting your valuable space in your head.
I used it a lot before he died.
I know. It's over, man. Move on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joshua.
Yeah.
All right, so it's 2-0.
Wait a minute. You think you got that first?
Yeah, I got that
first. Oh, I knew that was you.
No question.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
So it's what are we calling this? What the hell are you talking? What the hell? What? Speak English. Is that the name of the game? English, please.
I'm counting on you to come up with the proper title. I called it the Scream a Non-English Language at Andy Breckman contest or something.
Love
like
it.
That.
That'll do fine.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Okay, we're ready. We're ready for you to baffle and frustrate me in another language.
Yeah. Jeg vil i hvert fall si jeg setter pris på å høre på programmet deres om kvelden. Nå sitter jeg her og koser meg med en øl, og så skal jeg legge meg, og så skal jeg ta fly til jobb i morgen.
Wow.
Well, I don't know anyone that speaks Mandarin, so I'm going to guess.
No, it's not Mandarin.
I know.
Can you guys guess what it is?
Is it French? Wait.
Not French, no.
Well, what are French.
No, it's not French.
Okay. Say, keep talking, sir.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Nå har jeg hørt på dere i ganske mange år. Jeg har hørt veldig mye på Ken.
Oh, is this German? Is that German?
It's Danish.
No, it's not German. It's not Danish.
Is it?
I believe it is Danish.
Swedish?
No, it's not Swedish either.
Finnish?
No. Nope.
Sir,
it's from Northern Europe.
Sir, you don't even know it. You are speaking Danish.
You guessed Sweden and Denmark and Finland. What's next now?
Sir, I'm not going to argue with you all night. You are speaking Danish. This conversation is over.
They're dansk, they're itch svensk, they're itch finsk.
Dansk.
Ken, it's a low country. Ken,
Poland,
it's Scandinavian.
Poland, Sweden, Finland, Norwegian, it's Norwegian.
Yes, it's Norwegian.
Okay. Norwegian, I got it.
Now it's my guess.
Yes.
It's my guess now.
Yes.
Ken, you had a guess. Is it Norwegian?
Yes, it is Norwegian.
Okay, so it's a tie. We'll both get a point.
Hey, what happened with the Russian submarine off of the coast of Sweden today?
I'm not sure. I didn't follow that that much. It's Sweden.
That's Sweden. It's what we call a different country, Ken.
Yeah, but it's right next to Norway.
Yeah, I've seen it on news, but I didn't really
You think he's more of an expert than you because he comes from a country next to Sweden?
Yeah, well, it's probably much bigger news there than it is here.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Norway.
Thank you, Norway.
All right, no problem.
Okay, bye-bye. Nice.
Okay, the score's tied. It's 5-5.
No, I think it's 3-0. Mm-hmm. I mean, I shouldn't get that last point because it was like my fifth guess. So.
We're at 201-209-9368. If you're bilingual, call us up. You get to show off. You get to frustrate me. And we get bragging rights about how cosmopolitan our listening audience is.
And it's Maria in Brooklyn. You're on the air. Hi, Maria.
Hi, you love the show.
Maria.
Wait, maybe she's talking in a very, very subtle, quiet language.
Okay, we're moving on to Anna in Brooklyn. You're on the air.
Hola, soy Lana. Soy de un país, que està molt lluny. Potser adivinaràs de quin país és o quin és el meu llenguatge.
Okay, I'm ready with my guess.
Okay, I'm ready with my guess.
Okay. Tagalog.
What?
Tagalog.
No.
Okay. Okay. Is it Danish?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's Danish.
No, I don't think so.
A little bit more?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah, a little bit more.
El meu marit m'ha trucat i m'ha dit que havia de trucar-vos.
Oh, Portuguese.
No. Oh.
Are you sure it's not Portuguese?
Sure.
Is this your native tongue that you're speaking?
Yes.
Okay, if you tell me what country you were born and raised in, I will be ready with a more educated guess.
Okay, I'll say it in my language.
Okay, tell us your life story in your language.
Fa 4 anys vaig venir a Nova York. Jo soc de Catalunya. És una regió...
Oh, I know this. I know... If this is a clue, Ken, I know it's a very, very funny language. It's a funny-sounding language.
No, it's Catalan.
Yeah.
Hey. It's Catalan?
Catalan, yeah.
Where's that? Where's from Catalan? Wait.
From Spain. But it's not Spanish.
What Spanish. What region of Spain is it?
The Catalan region?
Wait, how did you know that, Ken?
I heard her say Catalan.
Oh, you heard her say Catalan.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not fair because you were listening to what she was saying.
Yes.
Not fair at all.
Good job, Ken.
I turned to the judges
on
that.
Thank you, Anna.
Ken, that's like cheating. It's like cheating because you know I don't pay attention.
Thanks, Anna.
Okay, so that's another tie. So it's...
Another tie?
We're 8-8. I don't know how it happened.
Okay. I think it's more like 5-0.
Yeah. We're at 201-209, 9368. We're inviting our international listeners... Because this is going out all over the world, right, Uncle Ken?
Yeah. You know, Catalan, it's like Barcelona is in the Catalan region,
I think. Different is it from Spanish?
Very different. That's why they wanted
Could they not understand each other? Is it that different?
That I don't know. They could probably understand some of what each other are saying. But, you know, they want to declare independence from Spain.
Oh, yeah, that was right after the Scottish vote. They were on the list, right?
Right.
Of other regions.
Exactly.
Other restless regions in the world.
All right. It's Aline in Pennsylvania. You're on the radio.
Hi, Aline. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
Sounds like
French. Well, that's French.
Sounds like French.
No?
No?
Yes? Ma'am, I believe you're speaking French.
No.
No.
Can you keep going?
Is this Japanese?
Oh yeah, it does sound Asian.
Tell us your life story in your in this language.
I'm ready with my guess.
I know it's a very funny sounding language. Google funny sounding language, Ken.
It's Mandarin.
No.
Cantonese.
No.
Japanese.
No.
Is it Mandarin?
No, you'll never guess it.
Wait, we'll guess it. Keep talking.
Javanese.
No.
Malay.
No.
Okay.
Vietnamese?
Is it Vietnamese?
No, but closer.
Korean.
Is it Korean?
No.
Cambodian.
No.
Tamil?
No.
Urdu?
No.
This is like a Monty Python sketch.
Thai.
The answer is always going to be no.
Thai.
Wait, what do you mean the answer is always going to be no? Are you the...
Never going to guess it.
Ma'am, you have to tell me this honestly. Did you make this language up yourself?
No.
Do other people speak this language?
Yes.
Jang?
No.
Malay?
No.
Sundanese.
No.
It's like the cheese shop.
Burmese.
No.
Tagalog.
No.
Yoruba.
No.
I give up.
No, wait. I don't give up. Keep going down your list. Okay. Cindy. No, can't be Cindy. Wait. Hold on. Amharic. Wait. Fuja. Hold on.
It's Southeast Asian.
Gone.
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 No.
Lao.
No, but closer.
Ooh.
Where do they speak Lao? In Laos?
In Laos and Thailand.
Wait, so closer. Wait, so it's Vietnam,
Malagasy.
Laos.
No.
Nope.
Nope. Hmm. Nepali.
Nope.
Sinhalese.
Nope.
Khmer. Okay. Khmer.
No.
I'm going to guess that you're a crazy person and it's not a real language at all. Am I close? Are you insane?
No, I'm not insane.
This is the language you grew up hearing.
Yes, and I grew up speaking.
Min Bay.
No.
Hmm.
Okay, hold on. Wait. No, wait. Here, let me ask you this.
If Hmong. Hmong.
Yes.
Yes, I got it. It was Hmong. I knew it was Hmong all along.
Hmong?
Yeah.
From what? I'm sorry. From Mongolia?
From Laos.
From Laos?
Yeah.
From Laos.
Hmong.
Hmong.
But my name is French, so it sounds French when I said my name.
Right.
But in Laos, do they speak other languages as well? Because we've seen Laos come up a couple of times on our little list.
Yeah, but it's not Laotian. It's actually its own language.
Yeah. There's actually a lot of Hmong in the U.S. now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Where are the big Hmong?
Now, this is just my opinion. There's not enough Hmong in the U.S.
I agree. Where are the big Hmong hotspots in the U.S.?
The Twin Cities.
Oh, that's right.
Fresno,
right.
Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Not Pennsylvania, where I live.
No.
Fantastic. And what age were you when you came over?
I was actually born in France, and then I came to the U.S. when I was 6.
It is a very lovely language, and I'm sorry I belittled it.
I called it crazy.
Thank you.
I called you crazy. I now realize you're not crazy. You're Laos. There's a difference.
Yeah, there's 8.4 million people who speak Hmong.
I'm apologizing.
Yeah.
I'm apologizing.
That's more people than those who know Abbott and Costello routines.
I'm sitting here apologizing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Aline.
Love the show. Can't believe I got through.
Thanks. It means the world to us.
Can
Thank
you say
you.
That in Hmong?
No, it's really hard to say in Hmong.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried saying it earlier, but it sounded really strange.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no words for can't believe I got through in Hmong. And that's a fact.
No, not really.
I know.
I can say something. Do you want me to say something that's similar?
Well, can't you say like, how would you say love the show in Hmong? I love the show. There you go.
That's like I'm saying I like the show.
Oh, that's not strong enough. That's not strong.
You can't really say love the show.
Why?
Because you've heard our show. How would you say you guys used to be a lot more funnier?
Why don't you say that properly in English first?
Exactly. That rings true.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye, Aline.
We're at 201-209-9368. And if you're bilingual, we'd love to hear from you and see if you can stump us. Although, maybe we should try to guess without looking at our cheat sheet. You just went down a list of the top 200 languages, trying all of them.
No. The top 100.
Well, I think we've exhausted all our international listeners, all our bilingual listeners.
Nobody's called to speak Mandarin yet. We have
We don't have anyone.
We have yet to hear from a Hindi speaker or an Arabic speaker.
I'd like to talk to someone that speaks proper English, the King's English.
Mm-hmm.
201-209-9368. If you're bilingual, it's your chance to frustrate and annoy me.
We haven't heard from any Portuguese speakers or Bengali.
But wait, you're just going down the list. We should do this. We should do this completely.
Okay.
Honestly.
All right. I won't look at the list.
Okay. Ken has turned off the list.
I have turned the list off.
The score, if you're just tuning in, is 9-9. Pretty exciting contest.
Is anybody out there really keeping score? Anybody on the chat board? P90 or
Where's
Ken from Hyde Park or
okay.
G Lampa?
Let's talk to our next contestant.
I think it's like 6-0.
Yeah, well, that might be closer.
Yeah, okay. Jenna from somewhere, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey, Hi. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
Kyllä vaan, oikeastaan rakastan koko showta.
Hmm.
No.
Haluaisin sanoa, kello onni on, se onnen kätkeköön, kelaare on, se aarteen peittäköön.
No crazy made-up languages. That's our first rule.
That's not a crazy made-up language. That's a real language.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it a real language?
Yes, it is.
So keep talking. Tell us what you did.
Ja olkoon onnellinen onnestaan ja rikas riemustansa yksin vaan.
It's German. Wait, it's
no,
something. It's Slavic.
Not German.
It's Slavic. It's Ukrainian. It's something, right? Am
not,
I right?
Not Ukrainian.
Nope.
Okay, keep talking. Tell me about your childhood. Tell me about where were you. Tell me about coming to America. Your parents.
En ikinä tullut Amerikkaan ennen kuin 16-vuotiaana, mutta synnyin Espoossa. Asuin siellä 18-vuotiaaksi asti, muutin Kouvolaan, muutin takaisin pääkaupunkiseudulle, muutin takaisin Kouvolaan, asuin Isossa Britanniassa.
Wow.
Hey Ken, what were you thinking about while she was doing that?
I was thinking about Hungary.
I was thinking I'm hungry too.
No,
Hungary. Oh.
Hungary. Hungarian.
No.
Romanian.
No.
I was thinking about Joey Heatherton's show she did with her father.
I played Joey Heatherton for you today on my radio show.
You're changing the subject. We're talking to a friend of ours from Hungary.
She's not from Hungary.
From Turkey.
No. Oh, you're guessing Turkish, Turkic now?
No.
Okay, no, not Hungary. Not, but are we in the right region of the world?
Right.
The continent?
Well, right continent.
Right continent. Okay, so it's Europe.
Yep.
Keep talking. It's actually very beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Ei onni kärsi katseit ihmisten, kelonni on se käyköön korpehen, ja eläköhön hiljaa, hiljaa vaan, ja hiljaa iloitkohon onnestaan.
It's kind of...
Basque!
No.
My brain's exploding. Because it's different from English, I know that, because there's no word I recognize. Am I right about that? It's very different from English?
True.
Would you say this is true? The language you're speaking is the opposite of English?
Latvian.
No, but getting warmer.
Estonian.
Geographically.
Estonian.
No.
How old were you? Raised in Europe? Were you raised in this country? And
yep.
How old were you when you came to America?
I still live in that country.
Oh, are you calling
She's
from that country?
Now.
Are you there now? Oh, you should come to America on December 5th. We're going to have Macaulay Culkin's band.
Maybe.
We're going to see Cat Stevens call a fatwa on Ken. Okay. Right, you're calling from there now?
Yeah.
Put a trace on the call. Wait, what are you doing, Ken? You're looking for a European map?
I'm looking for a European map so I have more possibilities.
Wait, how about this?
Can I go on?
What is your No. What is your name? What is your name, ma'am?
Jenna.
Well, look out your window and tell us what you see. That will be the clue I need.
A bar.
Yeah. It's Hungary.
And a hotel.
A hotel?
And a Guinness size.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That tells us a lot.
It does.
Wales.
Guinness sign.
No.
Here, mate, blow up the map, Ken. Boy, are we...
Flemish.
No, it's not Flemish.
No.
Oh, my God. We are so insulated, Ken.
Yes, we are.
We're just not well-traveled.
Lithuania.
No, again, getting closer.
Did you
Poland.
Say,
Polish.
Did you say it was a Guinness sign?
Czech.
No.
Okay, what kind of cars are on the street?
Slovakia.
No.
What else do you see outside?
Well, it's very dark.
Oh, dark.
I can't see a single car.
Look up dark continent, no cars.
Slovenia.
No.
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
No.
Bulgaria.
Wait, if you turn on the TV, what would you see? What's the most popular show in your country?
Most popular.
Probably one of those American cop shows, right?
Yeah, I suppose there's some people who watch the CSIs and things just as much as over there.
What do you do for a living?
I'm unemployed right now.
Unemployed. Okay, that's all I need.
Okay.
That's all I need.
Dutch.
It's not Dutch.
No.
All right, we give up. We're stumped.
Finnish.
Finnish!
Wait, I don't give up.
Okay.
I never said I give up.
Take your guess, Andy.
Okay. I'm going to say Swedish.
No, she just told you it was Finnish.
Well, that's how honest I am.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Okay, Jenna, so you're a native Finnish speaker.
Yeah.
Can you imitate an American?
You wouldn't know she's not American.
Well, she's not trying to imitate an American, though. I want to hear how somebody in Finland imitates an American.
I don't have to do this. Speak normally.
Exactly. I apologize for.
Well, yeah, you do speak English perfectly. She does.
There's not a trace of an accent. I'd like to hear your impression of an American.
Jenna, how did you learn English with no trace of an accent?
I spoke English before I spoke Finnish.
Ah, there you go.
Thank you, American television. Is that right? Thank you, Hollywood.
Exactly. Thank you, Muppet Show.
The Muppets.
I knew it. I knew she learned from the Muppets.
How did you know that?
Because she has a little trace of Muppets in her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just hear her.
The Count. Yeah.
The Count. Well.
Well, thank you, Jenna.
Thank you, Jenna, for calling and stumping us.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
It's a beautiful language.
And when we are stumped, I take the point.
Okay, you take the point.
I don't make the rules. I guess I do make the rules. We're at 201-209-9368, and we're playing What the Hell Are You Talking About? With our multilingual listeners.
And Greg in Portland, you're on the radio.
Magandang gabi, Ken. Magandang gabi, Andy.
And
mahal ko ang show nyo.
You're talking backwards.
It's backwards. Greg. Andy, are you going to say Mungadungabi Greg?
Mungadungabi Greg.
All right, good.
Mungadungabi Andy, kumusta po kayo?
I know exactly what you do. You record yourself, you pre-record it, and then play it backwards. And that's what we're listening to.
Hindi po.
He said no. That's incorrect.
He said that backwards.
Mahal ko ang programa nyo.
He said what Ken said is absolutely right.
What language are we listening to, Uncle Ken?
Can you speak some more?
Ang karamihan sa mga tao ay naniniwala sa Diyos kahit na itinatawag nila.
Well, that's some kind of Spanish. It's
Portuguese?
Hindi.
Nope.
De is no. De is no in what language, wise guy?
Hindi.
In Hindi.
This is Hindi?
Hindi naman.
He's speaking Hindi.
Oh.
No, Hindi's a religion. It's not a language. Sorry.
Tama po yan.
Oh, no problem, he said.
Hindi ay isang...
Wait a minute, Ken. You're translating for this caller, and you don't know what he's speaking.
That's true.
I think you're an unreliable translator, is my guess.
I'm an unreliable narrator, but I'm a very reliable translator. Greg?
Yes.
He said yes.
Oh, I'm just so confused. I'm going back to Joey Heatherton.
Boy, this is a tough one. I'm stumped by this one.
Wait, it's not Hindi?
Well, no, Hindi's not.
Hindi is a language.
Hindi is a language, yeah.
They speak it in India.
Tama po yon. Hindi itong Hindi.
It's not Hindi. Is it...
Is it Vietnamese?
Sri Lanka, whatever they speak in Sri Lanka?
Hindi.
Tamil.
Hindi.
Urdu.
Is it whatever they speak in Dover, New Jersey?
That would be English. Andy.
Oh, yeah, English.
That would be Route 80.
I've never been there. Route 80. I've never actually been. I imagine you're right, though. Whatever it is, it's just a lovely, lovely, lovely language. The language of love.
Maraming salamat po. Maraming salamat.
All right, that's Hindi.
Pashto.
That's Pakistan. Wait, that's Pashto, right?
Hindi po yun. Hindi Pashto po yun.
He's saying, no, it's not Pashto at all.
Do they speak it? Okay, tell us your life story. Tell us where you were born and your family story.
Nabuhay ako sa Utah.
I was born in Utah.
We have a Utah here in the United States.
I was born in Utah.
Ako sa Pilipinas para sa
I've lived in the Philippines, in Paris, in Michigan. And,
wow.
I'm running out of toilet paper.
Wow.
Hindi po. Doon nasa mission, doon ako nagtulong na wikang ito.
You were speaking Gan, G-A-N, Gan.
When I lived in Michigan, I went incognito, is what he said.
Hindi tama po yan.
Are we close? Wait, have we named the continent you're from?
Hindi pa.
Nope, not even close.
How are you translating this?
All right, we give up.
I gave up long ago. I gave up at hello.
Greg, what is it?
Can you guess it? You've used this guess a few times already.
Oh, I got it?
No. With other callers, we have guessed this language.
Yeah. Oh, huh. Just tell
us.
We're
in the continent of Asia.
Okay. Continent of Asia.
I don't know if this helps you, sir, but Ken is crying. He's so frustrated.
But it's not Mandarin. Okay. It's not Cantonese.
No.
It's not Vietnamese. It's Korean, not Korean.
Oh, Tagalog.
You got it, Ken.
All right.
Tama po yon.
Where do they speak Tagalog?
The Philippines.
You know, a lot of people who speak Tagalog were born in Utah.
This is how I was able to translate, because before the show, I actually brought up a YouTube Tagalog video so I could learn.
In preparation for the show?
In preparation. That's how I was able to translate.
Uh-huh. Ken prepares
saying.
For the show. Ken cares. You admitted it. You just admitted you cared.
I'm sorry. You caught
me. I know. Exactly. Hey, thanks very much,
thanks,
Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
You made our day. You want to hear something sad? He kind of did make my day.
Yeah.
We're at 201-209-9368. We're talking to our multilingual listeners. They're trying to stump us with their language.
Line 3, Parsippany, you're on the air.
Parsippany, New Jersey. This should be a cinch.
Yeah.
Hi.
You love the show. You can't believe you got through.
Tumika say ahad.
I hear you. Tell me more.
Andy, I can. यांचा कार्यक्रम मला फार आवडतो. मी दर गुरुवारी यांचा कार्यक्रम ऐकतो.
Okay, that's Mandarin. That's Chinese.
No, that's not Chinese.
No.
I believe it is, sir.
He just said no.
Well, he's wrong. One of us is wrong. Oh, you take his side?
Yeah.
He has to be right?
Yeah. I think he knows. He knows what he's speaking.
मला अमेरिकेत येऊन 4 वर्ष झाली. मी 4 वर्षांपूर्वी इकडे आलो.
Americans are so stupid.
I believe he said you should wear more clothes around the house.
No.
Tell us your life story, sir, in your native tongue.
माझा जन्म ठाणे नावाच्या शहरात झाला. मी 21 वर्ष तिकडेच होतो. मग मी
My mother was a corn farmer from the lowlands.
He doesn't even know he's speaking Mandarin. This is just sad.
Punjabi. No. Punjabi?
No.
Bengali?
Hindi?
No.
Hindi?
Close to Hindi.
Tamil?
No, that's not at all close to Hindi.
Okay. No. Okay, wait. It's something, obviously, it's you're obviously from India.
Right.
Okay, obviously from India.
But not Bengali?
No.
Punjabi?
Not Punjabi?
No.
Telugu?
No.
Not Telugu. Marathi.
That's correct.
All right. Marathi, I got it.
My God. Wait. So in India has 4 of the top 20 languages.
A lot of Indians.
There are a lot of Indians. They love sex.
Who doesn't?
They do.
Who doesn't?
Well, love apparently there's a lot of countries that don't love it as much.
Well, there's just not
as many.
There's just not as many people. Everybody.
Well, but how did they get there? How did they get to that many people? We all started at Go. My friend. We all started from the same cave.
Not exactly.
We came out of the same pond. They love sex. QED. There's a billion of them.
Well, why don't you ask Parsippany whether they really love sex?
You don't have to ask. There's a billion of them.
Maybe you're right.
They love reproducing.
No, you're right. That's where tantric sex came from.
They love it.
Yeah. It's that tantric sex.
I'll tell you who's nuts for sex.
Who?
Chinese. Nuts. Nuts for it.
Just because there's so many of them.
What? I mean, duh.
Thanks, Parsippany. This is an exhausting show.
It is. I'm not drinking a Slurpee, but I'm getting brain freeze.
And I really did an exhausting show this morning, too.
And you did research for this.
No, I watched a Tagalog video. Tagalog video. I'll show you. You want to hear the Tagalog video?
Well, wait, we have a caller. Let's put the caller on. Hey, we're 201-209-9368. If you're bilingual, try to stump us.
Tom in Morristown, you're on the radio.
Well, Morristown, that should be very easy.
Well, he's not speaking
hi.
Morristown.
Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. So your parents speak another language around the house, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
And why don't you say hello to us in that other language?
Hello.
She said hello.
Why don't you say what you did today in that other language?
Well, it's been at school again, and but it does get warmer. And I'm happy to cross-country rent.
She ran cross-country.
Your parents are from Germany?
No. But it's, I'm a boy.
It's a boy.
This is Tom. I said Tom.
I know, but then you've been saying a girl.
Yeah, I've been calling him Tom the whole time.
No, you've been saying girl, hasn't he? Tom.
Yeah, he has.
I know. He thinks it's funny. He doesn't know. He was born without a sense of humor, so he just doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
So we can't get mad at him, can we, Tom?
No.
Tom, tell us about what you're going to do next weekend in your native tongue.
Well, man, oma no patoma, and ikha meten wa luta dinatun.
He's going to Tacoma. He's going to listen to iTunes.
Are you speaking Dutch?
Yeah.
Well done, Andy.
Yeah.
Take the point.
I will take that point.
Well played.
I knew his gender, and I knew what language he was speaking. Hey, that's pretty great that you, I guess, do you have any other friends that you can speak Dutch with, or do you just speak it around the house?
I speak it around the house.
I guess it's pretty cool when you're out and you want to say something privately to your family, you can just speak Dutch, right?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And you run cross country?
Yeah.
I got that.
Yeah, you did, Ken. Very good. You heard the word cross-country and you remembered it.
What's your best time in the three-mile course, Tom?
He doesn't run 3 miles.
Yes, he does.
He does not run three miles.
They run in New Jersey.
Well, it was probably the time when I got first place.
Ooh. And is it a three-mile course?
About.
Yeah. And what was your time?
It was like 13.
Whoa! 13? 3 miles?
That was for my 2 miles.
Oh, that's for 2 miles.
It was like 8:17 and a half.
Okay.
You know, once I was in a car, and I went 2 miles in less than, I guess, a minute and a half.
Really?
Yeah, in a car. That was in a car, though. It's not quite the same.
That's very fast.
It's apples and oranges.
That's very fast even for a car.
Yeah, well, a lot of it was off a cliff.
2 miles in a minute and a half.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it was falling, free falling.
Right, I gotcha.
Yeah, before I hit that.
Thelma and Louise.
Before I hit the beach. Yeah, I was Thelma and Louise. I was giving Thelma and Louise a ride to the Grand Canyon.
Well, thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Okay. Tom's great.
He is great. Great Dutch speaker, great runner.
You were really close on the gender guess, too.
Incredible stamina.
You were within one gender.
Thank you.
We're at 201-209-9368. And the score, if you just tuned in, is Ken has 27 and I have 26. Ooh, it's a squeaker. It's going down to the wire.
Hey, you know, we have people to thank who pledged to our show.
What?
Yes, a number of people pledged to our show.
Pledged?
Yes.
Why would they pledge?
It's the imaginary fundraiser, Andy.
Oh, that's still going on?
Yes, it's still going on.
Oh, that's just sad.
We're bringing up the rear.
We are?
Yes.
No one's pledging to us?
A few people are.
Move them goalposts, buddy. Bring them all the way in.
No, I'm not moving the goalposts. I know you like to do that.
Okay, so how are we doing?
Let's find out. We're at 13%.
Yeah, and wait, out of how many?
Of our goal.
Out of how many? 13 out of how many?
Out of 100.
Oh, you're doing 100%. Oh.
Yes, we're doing 100%.
Oh.
Right.
That's tougher. Wait, our goal is so little.
It's $1,700.
That's nothing. That's just so little.
I know. It's because nobody knows that there's an imaginary fundraiser going on.
But how are the shows doing?
Oh, very well.
Well, how do they – wait, but you're not allowed to broadcast. You're not allowed to talk about it.
Well, let's thank the people who pledged. I think our Norwegian caller, Bjorn, he pledged. Thank you, Bjorn.
Wait. And don't you want to make a little pitch, like to explain why you need the money?
To exist. Because if we fall this short, we're going under.
Why don't you just sell more commercials time?
We're not allowed to sell commercials, Andy.
What?
We're not allowed to sell commercials.
Well,
We're barred by law.
That's a problem right there, if you don't mind my saying.
Lance in Westfield.
Can I talk to you about your business model for a minute?
I don't make up the rules. Mike in Brooklyn. Amanda in L.A. Boss in Utrecht. Julian in New York. Andrew in Brooklyn. Serge in Elizabeth. And Andy, wait for it.
Yep.
Akeem in Basel.
Thank you all. And you know what all those people have in common?
What?
All of them could save up to 15% on their car insurance if they called Geico.
What are you doing?
I'm selling stuff. I'm selling commercials.
You're not selling.
I'm making money.
You're not selling anything. You have no contract with Geico.
No, I do it retroactively. I called them and said, hey, I was just plugging your product. Give me some money.
Does that work?
It used to work. It used to work. There used to be people that came around to our neighborhood and they would spray paint our house number on the curb.
Yeah.
And then they would knock on the door. They would say, hey, we just spray painted your house number on the curb.
Well, that's like.
And ask for a donation after the fact.
Wow.
Maybe the Geico people will be as understanding. Hey, let's talk to some more bilingual listeners.
All right. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, you love the show. You can't believe you got through.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, this is Evan.
Hi,
oh,
Evan.
Hey.
Something about Tom.
What can you tell us about Tom, Evan?
Guess who he is.
Is he your friend?
He's Carl Jansen.
Oh, Evan's best friend is Toon Jansen,
uh-huh.
And Carl is his older brother.
Oh.
Oh, well, please thank Carl for calling. He was wonderful. But why didn't he identify himself? Why didn't he say he was?
Because you would have known.
Oh, yes. Would just know straight away.
Yes. See, Andy.
I would have known it was Dr. Yes, you're right. Because they're friends
of ours. It's a good thing you have Evan around to explain things to you.
Right. Andy. I say that to myself every day. Thank God I have Evan.
Evan, on December 5th, we're doing a show here at WFMU. And we want you to write a whole comedy routine, and we're going to have a professional comedian deliver your routine.
Great. What comedian?
Well,
yeah, Evan's a little picky about who delivers his material.
We've got calls out to Chris Rock and Louis C.K.
These are very famous comedians, Evan. I don't think they're going to be available.
But we're trying.
Who do we have a reasonable shot at?
A reasonable shot at? Matt Warwick.
Yeah, oh, he'd be good. Yep. I've met Matt, and he's really funny.
Uh-huh.
Evan is a big fan of Brian Regan. Do you know him, the stand-up comic?
Don't know him.
Very funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd yes, Dad. Very funny.
That'd be cool. Thanks, Evan. Although it didn't sound like you were really agreeing with me.
He was using sarcasm.
That's how he talks. That's Evan's other language.
No, that's how Marty talks.
Evan, you can talk English or you can talk sarcastic English. Those are your two languages.
Okay.
All right, well get writing on that routine, Evan. Come up with 5 minutes, okay?
Well, and Molly,
got it.
And Molly too. Evan, okay. The kids are on it.
But it's enough for 18.
Enough for 18 minutes?
Hey, right, bye.
Bye. He's way ahead of both of us.
It's going to be great.
Yep. All right, so we're almost out of time. What's the score?
Well, let me see. Let me add it up. I believe it's, and this is just from 85 to 85. Oh, my God. We tied. We're into overtime.
85 to 85.
Should we tell Andrea to turn the car around that we're into overtime? We're doing another hour?
No, I don't think so.
Andrea, we have a tie score here.
Sorry.
Yeah, you can go over.
Yeah, we can go over.
Oh, she's giving us 3 minutes.
All right, a tiebreaker.
This is what it's come to. Andrea Salenzi is gifting us 3 minutes of her time. Oh, how the worm has turned.
Hey, thanks to Kevin in Brooklyn and Pete in Brooklyn.
Why, they're pledging?
Yeah, they pledged for those Geico ads that you just did.
Are we anywhere closer?
Oh, we're way closer.
To your pretend little fundraiser? It's just too sad. It's just too sad on so many levels. Hey, thanks, Nick, for call screening. Thanks, Veronica, for producing and for
don't,
the email.
Don't
hey, what if people want to be on our email mailing list?
Oh, they can just go to the page and sign up. Go to WFMU.org.
But we got to warn you, we'll be contacting you every week.
Well, we'll be sending out an email every week.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, from us.
Yeah. And don't forget about the 7-second delay Shut Up Weirdo meetup next Tuesday night. Beauty Bar on East 14th Street. Yes, yes. Andy will be there on an iPad.
What time will that happen?
8 p.m.
Who will be there?
Tons of listeners.
Bring plenty of hand sanitizer.
Why?
I'll tell you later.
No, the Beauty Bar is Ebola free.
Oh, it's Ebola free now?
It's an Ebola free zone. Huh. I believe that block of East 14th Street is Ebola free. You've got no excuse now.
I have no excuse. We'll see you there.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned for YOY with Andrea.
Up on the show, he has a podcast now.
This is the Randcast, and you're listening to Randy's Frog Cave. Are you a slave to the cave?
My regular guest, Randy, is working on his own show. It's a great way for him to tell us about all the things he likes and all the things he dislikes.
And the last thing I like to do is take off my shirt on airplanes, and I like to dare them to arrest me, because you know what? That is not against the law. You can take off your shirt on an airplane, that's not a thing they can do about it.
The best part? His podcast editor quit, and we have the raw audio.
Because in this world, there's love, there's sex, and there's women willing to do anything. Eric, if you could echo anything, 3, 2, 1, and women willing to do anything.
Stay with us.
My heart is beating.
Test, test, test. Cheese and rice, cheese and rice. Okay, Eric, when I give you the motion, I want you to play the crickets and frogs sound that I got offline, okay? Or just anything spooky that's free online, okay? Also, if you can find Genesis, We Can Dance, I'd appreciate if you could play that in the middle here. 3, 2, 1. You're listening. Take that again, Eric. Take that out. 3, 2, 1. You're listening to Randy's Frog Cave. This is a podcast where anything goes. Because you're in Randy's world now. Is the sky blue in Randy's world? Maybe. Do birds chase after cats in Randy's world? I don't know. Can men go up to women and tell it like it is in Randy's world? Yeah, they can. Your breasts be kicking. I want to suck on your hairy knick-knack. Oh, Eric, echo on knick-knack if you could. I want to suck on your hairy knick-knack. 3, 2, 1. This is Randy's Frog Cave. This is where Randy's genius can get his own podcast, which you're now listening to. Because you're in a different world in this cave. There's no light in this cave. This is just Randy's reality. Okay? So I insist that you close your eyes for the entirety of this podcast. And you sit on your couch and you pour yourself some chilled red wine and you close your eyes and you see the world as Randy sees it. Because in this world, there's love, there's sex, and there's women willing to do anything. Eric, if you could echo anything, 3, 2, 1, and women willing to do anything through Randy's prism. This is the Randcast, and you're listening to Randy's Frog Cave. Are you a slave to the cave? Okay, Eric, if you could play typewriters clicking away like a newsroom right here, it'd be really cool. And then make this part really loud. Randy's Roundup. Topic 1. And then insert the sound of a thought bubble here. Why, oh, why is Randy not in charge of why, oh, why? See, this is something that Randy's been thinking about recently. The show Why, oh, why has been on the air for a few months now. And it's run by Andrea. The show is okay. The show has to do with romance among 20-somethings and 30-somethings. But as far as reality-based, as far as it appealing to men outside of New York City, I think it's a total disaster. And the fact that it's hit, the success that it's hit so far, I think has to do with me being on the show and talking about how life is in the real world. So that's one of the things I want to talk about tonight. I'd also like to now thank, or I should say not thank, 321. I'd like to now not thank Andrea for sending me 321. I'd like to now not thank Andrea for not sending me $15 for the in-house bank at the Nut House. I don't know if you guys heard the last show. I suffered what is called scientifically a breakdown. And what happened was I was at the beach at the Frog Cave. This is what the show is named after. And I ended up, I suffered a brownout and I ended up running on the beach and was tackled by 2 Ocean City, Maryland lifeguards. So I went to, I talked to my aunt who's has a lot of money, and she put me in a very expensive born-again nut house. So I called up Andrea one day, which I was not allowed to do. I took a huge risk by doing this. And I was talking to her, and I said, listen, I need some money for the food situation here, because what they do is they serve Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and a lot of cool stuff beyond the healthy crap that they served in the cafeteria. And I said, you need to send me this stuff. And I also needed money for some other things. Like, I went 4 weeks without any sheet music for my and, oh, Eric, if you could insert the sound of a flute after I say the high-pitched kind, the picadillo. 3, 2, 1. So I was a few, I was 3, 2, 1. I went 4 weeks without sheet music for my and J-Off mags. And barbecue dipsy doodles, which I've been eating since I was 10. And the fact that Andrea wouldn't send me $10 to $15, I think, I have to say, it really kind of shocked me. The fact that I've made her show and made her what she sort of is right now. And the fact that she wouldn't send me $10 to get dipsy doodles and Mountain Dew hurt me greatly. But she later apologized. And she later said I could come on and do my own podcast, which is fine. But I do have to say it was a crazy time. Some background. I was tackled to the ground by 2 crazed lifeguards in Ocean City, Maryland. And they claimed that I was acting unpredictable and that I was screaming about shellfish. I wasn't screaming about shellfish. I was screaming about someone I knew who had crabs. And that person was actually my roommate, Marissa, who was a marketing engineer or marketing major at GW, and she told me she had crabs. But anyway, I did suffer a breakdown. I was running along the beach. I wasn't bothering a soul. It was 9 o'clock or so at night, and I was tackled to the ground, and people were on the boardwalk, and they were witnessing this happening to me, and they were throwing fudge at me and saltwater taffy pieces, according to friends who later told me about it, and I ended up in the Nut House. But I'm out now, and I'm feeling good. Got my own podcast, and here I am, 3, 2. Hey, Eric, can you play Highway to Hell by AC/DC at that point? 3, 2, 1. So I used to jay off in the Nut House's library, and I'm going at it one day, and I look to my left, and I see a book called Everything in Moderation. And Eric, sound of a slide whistle. Or something. 3, 2, 1. And I thought, Everything in Moderation, well, you don't know Randy's J-Off habit. because Randy likes to do it a few times a day. Eric, insert sound of a balloon air coming out of the 3-2-1. So I was in the Nut House, and I was thinking about this podcast and what I can do and how I can improve Andrea's show, and I have a ton of ideas. Wait, I'm going to get to some today. I have a guest coming in later today, but it's an exciting show. I'm glad you're here. So sit back, relax, in your underwear, on your couch, preferably. Turn off the TV, get yourself some chilled red wine, and just float off into Randy world. Okay. So this section is called Randy's Rants. And Eric, I want you to insert like Randy's Rants, like you would a professional wrestling announcer. 3-2-1. So Randy's rants have to do with things that Randy hates and things that Randy loves. And here are some things that I hate. I hate dudes who wink when they tell a joke. Just tell the damn joke, right? So I'm like, when I tell a joke, like I told a joke at the beach this summer, and I think I told Andrea about it. I told my female roommate, and it was just a joke, how clitoris in Greek translates to the devil.